This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A United States diplomatic envoy landed in Israel Friday evening, sent by Washington to try to calm Israel's most intense conflict with Palestinians in years. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken had announced Wednesday an envoy would be sent, adding that Israel had a particular responsibility to avoid civilian casualties. The Israeli military has put the number of militants killed so far in the Israeli attacks at between 80 and 90, but Palestinian medical officials said at least 119 people have been killed since Monday in Gaza, including 31 children and 21 women and 900 others wounded. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration on Friday's reiterated it was working toward de-escalation of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and a lasting peace in Gaza. It also said Israel had a right to self-defense. An explosion inside a mosque on the outskirts of the Afghan capital Kabul killed at least 12 people during Friday prayers as worshippers gathered for Eid al-Fitr holiday during a ceasefire. The Taliban insurgent group, which declared the three-day truce for the holiday, condemned the attack in a statement, and there was no immediate claim of responsibility. A spokesman for the Kabul police said the mosque's imam was among the 12 dead and that at least 15 people were wounded in the blast at the mosque in the capital. The government and the Taliban have been holding political talks to try to end their conflict as Washington pulls its troops out 20 years after the U.S. bombing forced the Taliban from power. Both sides at the talks have accused the other of provoking and failing to halt attacks on civilians.